Brothers and sisters, please to you all.
跟英文堂的弟兄姐妹一起崇拜。
Really happy to worship with the English congregation this morning.
今天是母亲节，特别祝福，祝愿我们中间的母亲以及准母亲节日快乐。
And today's Mother's Day, I just want to wish a happy holidays to all the mothers and mothers to be among us today.
那我在准备这次讲道的时候，没有想到今天是母亲节，所以今天的题目是 about father's business, my father's business.
So when I was in preparation for this, I didn't think that today is Mother's Day, but my topic is actually about fathers. Yeah.
但是我觉得母亲们的奉献以及对孩子的影响，许多方面是做父亲的无法比拟的。
But I know that mother's dedication, influence of the mom upon the children, a lot of times it's unparalleled. Just the father's, you know, it's very different and comparable.
那对我个人而言，对我生命影响最大的就是我的妈妈。
And for me personally, the person who has influenced me the most is my mother.
那愿神也纪念各位母亲们的辛苦，在你们一切劳碌当中赐给你们满足和喜乐。
May Father remember all the mother's hard work, and that in your hardship, may He grant us fulfillment and joy.
好，让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
亲爱的爸父，我们感谢你啊，今天可以到你面前来敬拜。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come to you and worship you this morning.
你是我们的创造者、救赎者。
You are our Creator and our Savior.
但你也是那位深深爱着我们的天父。
You're also the Heavenly Father who loves us deeply.
请你当我们打开你的话语。
When we open up your words this morning.
请你洁净我。
May you cleanse us.
让我能够说出你的心意。
That your servants may speak your words in truth.
求你帮助翻译的能够准确的翻译你的话。
Help the translator to accurately translate the message.
也帮助在座每一位，让我们有颗饥渴慕义的心。
And help everyone sitting here today have a heart to hunger and thirst for your word.
求你借着你的话，让我们得饱足。
May you fill us with your words.
求你借着你的话，让你的教会蒙福。
And may you bless your church with your words.
以上祷告不配，奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray all these things in the precious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 那我今天要看的是福音书的一段经文啊。那福音书大家都知道是讲关于耶稣生平的四本书。
So today we'll take a look at passage from the gospel books, and we know that gospel books is about the life of Jesus.
那我们今天我们经常看福音书，但是我们今天要看这段经文。也许许多的弟兄姐妹没有太多的留意。
We've often taken a look at the gospel books, but today the passage we're looking at is probably a passage that we haven't paid as much attention to.
那大部分时候我们看福音书，我们讲的是耶稣的教导、耶稣行的神迹、耶稣的受难、复活或者耶稣的诞生。
A lot of times when we look at the gospel books, we focus on his teaching, his miraculous signs, his death and resurrection, and also maybe also as his birth.
但是我们今天要讲这段经文和这些都没有直接的关系。
But today, the passage we're looking at doesn't have a direct relationship to the things we mentioned above.
但是我们今天要看的呢是耶稣在三十岁以前他出来传道之前他的生活。
We'll take a look at a glimpse of his life before he turned 30 years old.
那其实这方面的记载福音书里头很少。
There's actually very few records of this period of time in the Bible.
那四本福音书当中讲到耶稣的少年唯一出现的是在路加福音大概有十二三节的经文。
The only place that in the book of Gospels to talk about the boy Jesus before he turned 30 is probably just maybe 12 to 30 verses in the book of Luke.
那我们这也是我们今天要看的一段经文。
And that's the passage we're going to take a look at today.
那这段经文虽然很短。
It's a very short passage.
但它告诉我们耶稣在三十岁以前他是怎么生活的。
But it tells a lot about how Jesus lived before he turned 30.
耶稣大传统认为耶稣活了33岁，那30岁以前的生活包括了他整个在地上生活的大概90%的时间。
Traditionally, we believe that Jesus lived 33 and a half years old on earth. And so before he turned 30, that's about 90%, more than 90% of his age.
那为了让我们更加全面地了解我们的主耶稣基督，让我们一起来借这段经文来思考他是如何生活的。
In order to more understand about our Lord, how he lived, let us consider how he lived on earth during this period of time.
那开始的时候，我们已经牧师已经带我们念了几节的经文，那我们重新把整段的经文稍微过一遍。
The pastor already led us to read a few sentences from this passage, but let's recap.
那我们从路加福音的第二章四十节开始。
So let's start with Luke chapter 2 verse 40.
我请我的太太直接念用英文念那个经文。
Okay, so I will read the whole.
先念四十节。
Oh, so starting with verse 40, if you have a Bible, you can follow along. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him.
那这里讲到的孩子，指的是耶稣。这些经文其实是承上启下，因为前面讲到婴孩耶稣的故事，那后面讲到少年耶稣的故事。所以中间是有一个承接的一节经文。
So the child here refers to Jesus, and it's a transition because before this we're talking about the child, like the baby Jesus, and afterwards we're talking about the boy Jesus at the age of 12. And verse 41, now his parents went up to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover, and when he was 12 years old, they went up according to custom.
所以这边记载一件事情，就是在逾越节发生的事情。那旧约律法规定，以色列人的男子一年要三次上耶路撒冷去朝见神。其中的第一次就是逾越节的时候。
So here we see something happening around Passover. So according to the Jewish laws, the Israelite men has to go up to Jerusalem to worship God 3 times a year, and the first time is during the feast of Passover.
那神的律法当时只是给男子有要求，但是按照当时的习俗，其实近前的女子。还有孩子，他们也会一起上耶路撒冷。
So the law only applies to men, but pious Jewish women as well as their children, they will all go up too, at least once a year.
我们看四十三节。
And verse 43, and when the feast was ended, as they were returning, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents did not know it, but supposing him to be in the group, they went a day's journey. But then they began to search for him among their relatives and acquaintances.And when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem, searching for him.
那逾越节的庆祝其实不只是一天，大概有如果叫包括后面的除酵节，总共有7天的庆祝。那过完了节，大家就各自回家了。
So the celebration Passover, if including the end at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, it's about 7 days. And after the festival, they all go back home.
那其实我一开始在看这节经文的时候，我觉得很难理解，尤其我做了父亲。我觉得更难理解这段经文。
So as a father, especially when I read this passage, at first I was very puzzled.
那为什么难以理解呢？这边发生一件事情，就是耶稣的父母居然把耶稣搞丢了。
What's surprising to me is that how in the world Jesus' parents just kind of lost him.
而且不但搞丢了，他们等了过了一天才意识到他们把耶稣搞丢了。
Not only did they lose him, he didn't realize until a day later.
给人感觉好像耶稣父母是非常粗心的父母。
It gave us this impression that the parents of Jesus was very careless.
那在准备这次讲道的时候，我稍微查了一下背景啊，后来才发现原来也许并不能责怪耶稣的父母。
So when I was preparing for the sermon, I checked into the background. It seems like we can't really blame his parents for being careless.
按照当时的就是习惯，犹太人去耶路撒冷和耶路撒冷回来的时候，他们不是一家一家一起走的。
So when, according to the Jewish custom, when they go up to Jerusalem, they don't go like by their own family.
那而是成群结队，妇女一群，男子一群。
They go as a group, the women as a group, a big group, and then the men as a big group.
那这样做的原因呢，可能是为了防止路上有强盗、盗贼，或者呢，也是为了路上有伴。
They do this maybe because they want more safety to prevent bandits, or maybe they just want a company on the road.
那一般来说，妇女会先走，然后因为他们可能走得比较慢。到男子呢在后面，到了晚上他们就一起会合。
So usually the women start off first, maybe they're walking slower, and the men start a little later, and at the end of the day they gather up.
那孩子呢，小的时候一般是跟着母亲。
The kids when they're young, they're usually with the mom.
那大的时候他就跟着父亲。
Once they grow older, they go with the fathers.
但是我注意到这时候耶稣是十二岁。
We notice that at this moment, Jesus is 12 years old.
所以他不算大也不算小。
So he's not very old, but he's not very young either.
所以有可能玛利亚认为他跟约瑟在一起，约瑟认为他跟玛利亚在一起。
So maybe that Mary thought that he was with Joseph, and Joseph thought that he was with Mary.
所以只有等到晚上他们两个碰面的时候，才发现哦，原来耶稣不见了。
And only when they gather up at the end of the day, they realize, oh, Jesus was nowhere to be found.
好，我们看四十六节。
And verse 46, after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions.And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers.
所以这边讲到过了三天，他们总算找到了耶稣。耶稣原来那个时候在圣殿当中。
It says that after 3 days, they finally found him, and he was in the temple courts.
那这里描述的情景呢，是耶稣坐在教室中间，一面听一面问。
And here the picture gave us is that Jesus was sitting among the teachers. He was asking questions and he was listening.
那有些人认为耶稣当时是坐在教室中间，乃是来教导那些教师。
Some people think that maybe Jesus was teaching the teachers at the time.
那毕竟耶稣给我们的形象常常是一种拉比的形象。
Because often later on he gave us the impression of being a rabbi.
但其实从这段这些这几这节经文来看，以及整个经文的上下文。
But according to the context of this passage.
那耶稣在这里的角色不是一个老师，而是一个学生。
I think that the role Jesus plays here is more of a student rather than a teacher.
那当时圣殿的院子是犹太人学习律法一个非常重要的地方。
And at the time, temple courts is a very important place for the Jews to learn about the law.
那尤其是到了过节的时候，犹太拉比就会在圣殿院子里头公开讨论一些关于神的律法的事情。
Especially during these festivals, the rabbis will hold open discussions during at the temple courts for them to learn for the people to learn more about God's law.
那这边讲到耶稣在一面听一面问，这也是犹太学生一种非常常见的学习的方式。
So here it describes Jesus was listening at the same time and asking questions. That's a very common method for the Jewish students to learn.
那学生通过听和问来更加明白神的律法。
That through this listening and questioning, the students get to understand God's word deeper.
好，我们看四十八节。
And let's take a look at verse 48. And when his 48, when and when his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been searching for you in great distress." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" And they did not understand the saying that he spoke to them.
所以，玛利亚和约瑟找到耶稣以后，他们就有一段短短的，但是其实挺有意思的一段对话。
So finally, after Mary and Joseph found Jesus, they had this short but very interesting dialogue.
那一开始，玛利亚以一个问题开始这段对话，说：“为什么你向我们这么行呢？”
So first, Mary posed a question: "Why have you treated us so?"
而耶稣回答的时候，同样是一个关于为什么的问题。
And then Jesus responded also with a question. He said, "Why were you looking for me?"
那玛利亚的话里面提到父亲。
And Mary's response, he mentioned father.
他说：“你的父亲和我伤心来找你。”
She said, "Your father and I have been searching for you in great distress."
那这里的父亲当然指的是耶稣的养父约瑟。
And of course, here the father refers to Jesus' earthly father, Joseph.
那耶稣回答当中也提到为父亲。
And in Jesus' response, he also mentioned a father.
那他说：“岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？”
He says, "Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?"
那这个父亲指的是他的天父。
And we know that this father refers to the heavenly father.
那其实在这节经文的话，就耶稣四十九节说那句话，不同的翻译有不同的翻译版本，翻译出来是不一样的。
So actually, this verse that when Jesus said, "Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" There's different version of translation. Well, turns out to be quite different.
像大家看的 ESV 和 NIV 的翻译是 "in my father's house."
So ESV, both ESV and NIV translated as "in my father's house."
那如果大家看的是 KJV 或者你看我的中文圣经，它讲的是 "about my father's business."
But if you take a look at King James and or the Chinese translation, it's about my father's business.
那为什么会有这个不同呢
？And why is this the case?
其实在原文当中，它只有 "my father's."
Because in the original manuscript, there is only it only has my father's.
这个 house 或者 business 都是翻译人根据理解加上去的。
House and business are all added onto the text by the translator.
那如果你的理解是 house, 那就是说耶稣的意思就是说，你们找我的时候应该想到我在神的 house 里面就是圣殿。
So if we use the word house, if we use the translation house, Jesus saying that when you are trying to find me, you know that I should be in my father's house, meaning the temple.
但我想耶稣这里讲的不只是一个 physical 的建筑物而已。
But I think Jesus is not just talking about a physical building here.
而是在说，在讲他这么做的一个动机，也就是回答玛利亚最初的那个问题。
But he's talking about his motive, so that's really answering Mary's question, why have you treated us so?
那玛利亚是以地上的父亲来责问说，看哪，你的父亲和我伤心来找你。
So when Mary was questioning Jesus, he was coming with a perspective from the earthly father, he said, "Behold, your father and I have been searching for you in great distress."
他的意思就是说，你为什么做这件事情，让你的父母亲担心呢？
She's saying, "Why did you do this to make your earthly parents so worried?"
你应该顾念到你父亲约瑟的想法和感受。
You should have thought of and looked after your earthly father Joseph's thinking and feelings.
但当耶稣回答的时候说，他的意思乃是说我应当以我的父，也就是天上的父的。
But in response, Jesus said, "I should have the mind, the things of my heavenly Father as the as to be my the center of my thinking.
那很显然啊，耶稣在十二岁的时候，他已经很清楚的知道他自己的身份以及他在地上的使命。
So very obviously, we see that Jesus at the age of 12 knows very clearly about his identity and his mission on earth.
好，我们看五十一节。
Let's move on to verse 51. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was submissive to them. And his mother treasured up all these things in her heart.
啊，这里记录其实这件事情的一个结果，就是耶稣跟着玛利亚和约瑟回到拿撒勒，并且耶稣后来一直在拿撒勒长大，直到成年。
So here records the end of the story, which is Mary, Jesus went back to Nazareth with Mary and Joseph, and he grew up in Nazareth until he was 30 years old.
52节。
And verse 52, and Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature, and in favor with God and men.
那52节的这节经文其实对整个这小段经文的总结，其实也是对耶稣头三十年人生的一个总结。
And what we just read is a conclusion to our story today, as well as a conclusion and summary of Jesus' first 30 years of life.
如果你把40节开始40节和52节放在一起看，你就会发现这两节经文是相互的对应的。
If we compare that verse to what we read earlier in verse 40, we see that these two verses have a lot of similarities.
那他们都提到耶稣的成长，身体的成长和智慧的成长。
They both mention Jesus' growth, both physically as well as in wisdom.
那而且都提到神的一个 favor.
But they also mention about God's favor.
那这两节相关对应的经文当中呢，就插入这个小小的故事。
And between these two verses, there's the story that we just read.
那事情虽然是一件小事，但是其实是一个缩影。
Although the story is very small, it's a miniature.
可以让我窥见耶稣在地上三十岁之前他的生活的样子。
But this miniature that let us peek at how Jesus lived for 30 years on earth.
那事情发生的时候，耶稣是十二岁。
And the story took place when Jesus was 12 years old.
那对犹太人来说，这个大是一个人成年的时候。
And for the Jews, the age of 12 andIt's around, kind of marks the onset of adulthood.
那他们成为正式成为律法之子。
And they officially become the son of the law.
那我们人小时候都是被动的。
Before when we were young, we were very passive.
那在这之前，耶稣也是被动的。
And before that, Jesus was also very passive.
他被用布包在马槽里，被人行割礼，然后去圣殿献给神，这些都是被动的。
He was wrapped in a cloth in the manger. He was given circumcision. He was brought to the holy.He was brought to the temple to be dedicated to God. All these are passive actions.
那到了，但是到了十几岁，人就开始有主动的想法和一些自我意识。
But once we get older, once we get to the age of 10, 20, 12, we have our own thoughts, and we're more self-aware.
那这段经文记载是耶稣刚刚步入成年时候他所做的事情。
And here records something that happened when Jesus was just starting to enter into adulthood.
那是圣经当中他记载的他第一次一个主动的一个行为和他的言论。
And this is the very first time the Bible records an event that's initiated by Jesus himself, as well as the first time the Bible records his words.
那这是他起初的自己的生活方式。
And that's the initial lifestyle that he had at the very beginning.
那我也相信这是他后来一贯的生活方式。
And I also believe that this is his lifestyle throughout his entire life.
那我们看完这段经，我们下面我们对耶稣整个三十岁之前的人生做两点小小的总结。
So after we dig into this passage, let us summarize a little bit about how Jesus lived on earth.
那如果我们看这段经文，以及我们看一些其他的经文，都会发有一件事情，我们不得不似乎承认，就是说耶稣其实三十岁之前过得挺普通的。
So once we read this story, we must conclude that what Jesus has lived for that 30 years old is very common and ordinary.
那这段经文当中讲到耶稣的智慧和应答让人惊讶。
Here's except that it says that Jesus' wisdom was very exceptional.
但总体来说，耶稣的生活和他同龄人并没有太大的差别。
But generally speaking, his life had not much different from his peers.
那他和别人一样，跟着父母去过节，也和其他的孩子一样，在圣殿当中学习律法，也和别人一样需要听家长的话。
So like his peers, he went up to Jerusalem to.Celebrate the festival. He had to learn about God's law, and he also had to be obedient to his parents.
那，圣经也有其他的经文也可以来佐证
There are other passages from the Bible can also prove to us that before Jesus came out to preach, his life was very, very ordinary.
所以虽然圣经对这段时间的记载比较少，但是我们相信有一些人他们是知道耶稣是如何生活的。
Even though the Bible had very few records about how Jesus lived during this phase of life, there are a group of people who know how Jesus lived.
首先就是他的同乡拿撒勒人。
And first, there is the fellow Nazarenes.
那在耶稣传道之后，有一次曾经回到自己的家乡拿撒勒。
We know that one time that after Jesus started preaching, he went back to his hometown Nazareth.
那时候他在当地已经是相当有名了。
At the time, Jesus was already famous around the area.
他行了许多神迹，去哪里都会有人跟着他。
He has done a lot of miraculous signs, and wherever he goes, a lot of people follow him.
但是拿撒勒人是怎么对待他呢？
But how did the Nazarenes treat him?
拿撒勒人没有欢迎他，也没有尊敬他，反而是厌弃他。
They did not welcome him. They did not respect him. On the contrary, they took offense at him.
那马可福音有这样的记载，我们请。
And so here in Mark, it records in verse six, chapter 6, verse 2, and on the Sabbath he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished, saying, "Where did this man get these things? What is this wisdom given to him? How are such mighty works done by his hands?" Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brothers of James, and Joseph, and Judas, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they took offense at him.
那拿撒勒是一个很小的城市,
we know that Nazareth is a very small town.
所以大家都非常彼此了解。
So everybody knows everybody.
那他们最后厌弃耶稣, 是因为他们觉得,
and so they took offense at him because they thought that they know Jesus too well.
他们中间长者, 就是看着耶稣如何长大的。
The older among them probably watched Jesus growing up.
每天都看见他。
They saw him every day.
但对他们来说, 他们的印象当中，耶稣就是一个木匠的儿子, 也是一个木, 自己也是个木匠。
And for them, Jesus is just the son of a carpenter, and Jesus himself is also a carpenter.
那说不定他们家的桌子椅子, 甚至都是耶稣亲手做的。
So who knows, maybe the desk and the chairs were paid, you know, they paid Jesus a few years ago, and Jesus made them.
所以在他们的印象当中，从他反应当中，我们看到他们对耶稣印象就是一个普通人。
So in their impression, Jesus is just a very common person.
那第二个佐证啊，就是耶稣自己的家人。And
the second evidence comes from his family members.
那耶稣很普通，甚至到了地步，连他自己的弟弟都不相信他。He
was so common to a point that even his own brothers does not believe him.
约翰福音记载有一次犹太人的祝棚节到了。
The book of John records one time that the Feast of Tabernacle was near.
然后耶稣的弟弟对他说了一些话。
And his brothers said this to him. And they said, "Leave here and go to Judea, that your disciples also may see the works you're doing. For no one works in secret if he seeks to be known openly. If you do these things, show yourself to the world." And for not even his brothers believed in him.
所以你像耶稣的弟弟就是整天跟他生活在一起的人。
So Jesus' brothers is a group of people who live with him every day.
一起吃饭，一起工作，一起睡觉。
They eat together, they work together, and they sleep together.
他们一起生活了20多年，他没有觉察出耶稣有什么太不一样的地方。 使他们可以相信耶稣就是那个基督弥赛亚。
They lived for together for 20 years and that there's nothing extraordinary about Jesus that would make them believe that their brother Jesus is actually the Messiah.
其实我相信圣经没有画太多的经文来记载耶稣30岁之前生活的一个原因就是因为没有太多可以记载的。
I think the other reason that why the Bible didn't spend too much passage recording Jesus' life during this period of time is also because there really is nothing special to write about.
他没有行太多神迹，他没有行神迹，也没有去教导别人。
He didn't really perform any miraculous signs. He didn't teach anyone.
他或许做的每天就是帮助玛利亚照顾自己弟弟妹妹，帮助约瑟做一些木匠的工作，然后去安息日呢，他就去会堂听拉比教导。
So maybe what he was doing every day was just helping Mary to take care of his brothers and sisters, help his father Joseph to do some carpentering work, and when it's Sabbath, he goes to the synagogue to listen to the rabbis.
这些都是犹太青少年每天做的事情。
And that's what the Jewish youth do every day, all the time.
那如果我们真的来想这件事情的话，其实是非常让我们惊讶的一个结论。
But if we ponder about these things further, we might conclude on something that's extraordinary.
那神的孩子，神的儿子来到世上，他是古往今来这世上最独特的一个人。
As the son of God coming to earth, he's the one with the most wisdom.
Most special person.
He's the most special person.
他有最高智慧，最大能力。
He has the widest wisdom, he has the strongest power.
但他生命的90%的岁月却是在平平淡淡当中度过的。
But 90% of his life on earth was spent in very common ways.
耶稣为什么如此样的生活呢？
Why did Jesus live in such a way?
那我想至少有三个原因。
I think at least there are three reasons for that.
首先，它是反映了耶稣的谦卑的本性。
One is that it's a reflection of Jesus' humility.
那有一段经文其实大家可能比较熟悉，在腓立比书二章
And there's a very passage that we're very familiar with, recorded in the book of Philippians.
我们从六节念到八节。
Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 to 8. Though he was in the form of God.Did not consider equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, and being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
他这边说耶稣取了人的耶稣谦卑，他取了个人的样式。
So here it says that Jesus emptied himself and humbled himself to a form of a man.
当圣经说他成为个人的样子的时候，他真的就是成了一个人。
And when Bible says he became a man, he really became a man.
他像人一样的，他跟我们普通人一样出生，普通人一样长大，普通人一样生活。
He was born like one of us. He grew up like one of us, and he lived like one of us.
那第二原因呢，是因为耶稣需要体会我们的软弱，并且要我们拯救我们这些软弱人。
The second reason is he wants to sympathize with our weakness, so he wants to identify with us and in order to save us.
那在希伯来书的二章16到18节和四章的15节。
And in Hebrews it is said, in chapter 2 first, For surely it is not angels that he helps, but he helps the offspring of Abraham. And therefore he had to be made like his brothers in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people, for because he himself has suffered when tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. And again in Hebrews chapter 4 it says, For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin.
那许多事情只有一个真正经历过人才能去体会和理解。
A lot of times we know that onlyThrough our own experience, we can truly understand the situation.
耶稣用他三十年的岁月，他和我们一样生活，和我们凡事认同。
So during his 30 years of his life, he was made like us in every aspect to experience what we are experiencing.
他能体恤我们的软弱。
And because of that, he can sympathize with our weakness.
他也胜过这些软弱，所以他能救我们。
And because he overcame these weaknesses, so he can help us to overcome as well.
那第三原因是呢，是因为耶稣要用他的生活成为我们的榜样。
And the third reason I think is because he wants to set an example for us followers.
那成为基督徒，我们生命其实有个目标。
And as Christians, we have a life goal.
那我们的目标就是呢，是像主耶稣一样的生活。
And our life goal is to have a life just like the life of Jesus.
那我们所顺从的不是一些规条而已，我们只顺从的是一个活生生的救主耶稣。
We're not merely just being submissive to a set of rules. We're imitating a person. That is Jesus.
那这其实是从神从起初到永远的一个心意。
And that's God's original intention from the very beginning.
那罗马书的八章28-29节这段经文大家也比较熟悉。
And Romans chapter 8 verse 28-29 something we're very familiar with. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to His purpose, for those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son.In order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers.
所以这边讲到神的旨意呢，是要就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
So God's will is that he predestined that for us to be conformed to the image of his son.
那我们基督徒在地上，我们有大家都非常不同。
So as Christians on earth, we're very different from each other.
我们有不同的身份背景。
We have different backgrounds.
我们有不同的长相。
Different appearances.
说不同的话。
We speak different languages.
我们吃不一样的食物。
We eat very different foods.
我们性格，我们做事、说话、做事方式都不同。
Our personalities, the way we do things, the way we talk are all very different.
但是有一样，我们的应该是相同的。
But one thing should be the same for all of us.
就是我们生命的核心应该是一样的，就是耶稣基督一样的生命。
And the core and the essence of our life should be the same, and that's the life of Christ.
那耶稣自己对门徒呼召也是。 若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他十字架来跟从我。
And that's how exactly Jesus called us. If anyone, whoever wants to be my disciple, must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me.
那一个人若要别人跟从他，那跟从他的人走的路是他应该已经自己走过的。
If anyone wants somebody to follow himself, the way that he wants people to follow him, he should have already walked that way himself.
那他要别人生活的样子，他自己已经生活过的。
The way that he wants us to live is a life that he already lived.
所以耶稣以我们这样的伤，以我们一样，耶稣像我们一样的生活呢，是为了我们能够照着他样子去生活。
So he lived like us, so that we can live like him.
这也是我今天为什么要来思考耶稣在地上生活的一个非常重要的原因。
And that's one of the main reasons why we consider today how Jesus lived.
我们不只是来了解耶稣在地上的生活的样子。
We don't just want to know how Jesus lived.
我们其实也是在思想我们自己在地上应该如何生活的样子。
We are also to think how we should live.
那其实圣经告诉我们关于耶稣生活的第二件事情，就是说他的生活乃是人和神所喜爱的。
And the second thing that this passage told us is that his life was in favor of men and God.
所以在五十二节圣经做总结的时候，他说耶稣智慧和身量并神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长。
So in verse 52 it says, and Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and men.
那神和人这边讲到神和人不但喜爱耶稣，而且这样的喜爱是一天天增长的。
So here it says that not only did Jesus win favor with men and God, and this favor actually increased over the days.
那你要获得人的喜爱其实还比较容易理解。
To winA favor with men, it's actually easier to understand.
那耶稣，我相信他是一个听话的孩子，也是一个聪明好学的学生。
I believe that Jesus was a very obedient child, and he was also a very good and intelligent student.
那这样的人大概都会，大家都会喜欢他。
Usually, people like, you know, kids like this.
那神为什么喜爱耶稣呢？
So why did God like Jesus?
那有一部分，其中的有一部分喜爱，我相信也是非常自然的。
I think a part of that favor is natural.
那因为神是天父，耶稣是。上帝的孩子。
Because God is the Father and Jesus is the Son.
那父亲爱自己孩子最自然不过一件事情。
It is very natural for the father to delight in his child.
那孩子刚生下来，做父母的怎么样看都喜欢。
After child was born, no matter, you know, whatever he does, the parents are very delightful with the child.
即使孩子在那边大哭，你就觉得他哭得好响亮。
Even when he was crying and fuzzing, you thought, oh, his cry is so, you know, he has such a good voice.
但这样的喜爱是出自天性，但是不会增长。
But this kind of favor is only natural and it doesn't really grow.
那我女儿一岁多，有一次因为她想要样东西，但她又表达不出来，我们听不懂她在说什么。
So I have a daughter, he's about 1 year old, and one time he wants something, but she doesn't speak, so we don't understand her.
所以她后来很 frustrated, 她就开始在地上打滚。
So he got so frustrated that she started throwing a fit and started rolling around on the floor.
然后我和太太当时就看着他，我们就觉得他真的好可爱。
And when we're looking at him, instead of getting frustrated, we thought, oh, she's so cute.
这是一个我们当时非常 natural 的一个想法。
And it's a very natural thought that we had.
但是，如果这个，但这样的喜爱不会增长。如果孩子长大了，他还在地上打滚，我就不会同样的感觉了。
But this kind of favor, this kind of delight doesn't really grow with time because if one day she grows up and she still rolls around on the floor as a result of frustration.
所以这边讲到神对耶稣喜爱，它是有另外的原因在这里。
So here we think that the favor that grows with Jesus, it's something else because of the reason.
这个原因就是因为耶稣所过的生活乃是符合他天父的心意。
So the reason that God's favor increased with Jesus is because Jesus lived a life according to God's will.
那父母 都会对孩子有自己的盼望和规划。
All parents have plans and yeah for their children.
那这是不是出于对他们瑕疵呢？是对他们的一种爱的表现。
Not just out of control, you know, control, but it's out of love for the children.
所以当孩子照着父母的心意想法去生活的时候，父母的心就得到满足和安慰。
So when children lived according to the parents' plans and wishes, the parents' heart get fulfilled and were comforted.
那耶稣在地上，他是完全按照天父的心意来生活。
So when Jesus lived on earth, he lived fully in line with God's will.
所以这里面其实这段经文当中最关键的一句话就是在四十九节。
So the key verse in our passage today is in verse 49.
这节经文说出耶稣为什么讨神的喜悦。
This verse pointed out why Jesus was winning favor with God.
耶稣说为什么找我呢？岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗
？Jesus said, "Did you not? Why are you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house/about my Father's business?"
对，我们。 我们下面基本上会照着 my father business 来讲这讲这节经文。
So from the rest on, we'll use the translation that says, "Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?"
那耶稣的生活讨神喜悦呢，是因为他一直都生活在跟天父爱和顺服的关系当中。
The reason that Jesus' life was pleasing to God is because he always lived in loving and submissive relationship with God.
那什么是以天父的事为念呢
？So what is it exactly about living a life that's about Father's business?
那就是一个人他的思想、情感、他的行动都是为了天父的旨意。
It's referring to when our minds, our emotions, our actions are all in order to submit to God's will.
那如果我们看整个福音书，我们就会发现这绝对不是当时一时冲动而说的一句话而已。
If we take a look at the whole gospel books, we know that this is not a casual saying of the boy Jesus.
而是贯穿耶稣一生的一个主题。
But a theme that connects his entire life.
是他生命最重要的一个特点。
It's a very important characteristic of his life.
那耶稣在福音书当中许多次的提到他的天父。
So in the gospel books, Jesus repeatedly mentioned about his heavenly father.
在马可福音提到五次。
Five times in the book of Mark.
路加福音十七次。
17 times in the book of Luke.
马太福音四十四次。
44 times in the book of Matthew.
那约翰福音大概有120次。
About 120 times in the book of John.
那在他生命刚刚成年的时候，我们看到我们在这段经文当中看到他说。我应当以我父的事为念。
So at this, in today's passage we read, at the onset of his adulthood, he said, "I must be about my father's business."
这是圣经记载耶稣说的第一句话。
And this is the very first word, sentence that the Bible has recorded Jesus saying.
当他在十字架上，当他生命快要结束的时候，他说的最后一句话是。
And the end of his life, when he was hung on that cross, he said.
他说，父啊。我将我的灵魂交在你手里。
He said, he called out with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit."
所以开始是父亲，最后结束也是以父亲。
So at the beginning he was mindful about father's business, and the end he was still mindful about his father.
那他从天父那里而来，在地上遵行父的旨意，在十字架上又回到父的怀里。
So he came from the heavenly father. He walked according to the father's will, and on the cross he went back to the father.
那这是耶稣一生的总结。
That's conclusion. That's the summary of Jesus' life.
那在约翰福音里，耶稣也这样描述他与父、他天父的关系。
And in the book of John, it is this is how it describes the relationship Jesus had with his father.
约翰福音14章的十节和三十一节。
In John chapter 14, verses 10 and 31.Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. But he comes so that the world may learn that I love the Father and do exactly what my Father has commanded me. Come now, let us leave.
所以耶稣这边讲，耶稣顺服他的天父，天父怎样的吩咐耶稣，耶稣就怎样的行。
So here we see that, however,The Heavenly Father commands Jesus. Jesus, that's how Jesus acts.
并且这边他讲到他所说的话和他做的事情都是天父在他里面做的。
So here it tells us whatever he says, whatever he ever does, it's all Heavenly Father working through him.
他所没有自己的 ambition, 他也没有自己的 agenda, 他所想、所说、所做的一切都是为了完成天父的旨意。
Jesus had no self-ambition, self-agenda. Everything he does was to fulfill God's will.
那我们前面讲到，耶稣的生活就应该成为我们的生活。
We mentioned earlier that the life of Jesus should be the life of ours.
那作为耶稣门徒，我们所要做的也是像耶稣一样，以父的事为念。
So as a Christian, our life should also be about our Father's business.
那耶稣的父亲其实也是我们的父亲。
The Father of Jesus is also our Father.
所以在罗马书八章十五到十六节有这样的两节经文。
So Romans 8 chapter chapter 8, verses 15 to 16 says, "The Spirit you receive does not make you slaves, so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship, and by Him we cry, 'Abba, Father.' The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children."
So we are God's children. We 因信耶稣就成了神的儿女。
So that we are God's children because of our faith, we become part of His family.
我们都领受了天父给我们的好处。
We all receive lots of blessings from God.
但是我们也要去思想，我们有没有去体贴我们天父的心思。
We also need to think, have we been looking after God's will?
你是否是一位你父所喜悦的儿女？
Are we pleasing our heavenly Father?
有时候我们信主久了，信仰就似乎成了一种习惯。
So sometimes when we have become a Christian for a while, faith just becomes a habit.
那我会做这件事情，那件事情，但是很多时候，这些事情的背后的实际却失去了。
A lot of times we do this and we do that, but the essence behind is gradually we're losing that.
这是一件很可怕的事情，那就像一个当时的法利赛人一样。
This is a very scary thing because we're becoming the Pharisees, the new Pharisees.
那我们信仰从根本上来说就是与神的关系。
At the foundation level, our faith is about a relationship with God.
我们所遵循的神的命令，我们所做的事情，都应该是反映出我们与神的这种关系。
Everything we do should be a manifestation of our relationship with God.
那讲到神的诫命律法，在新约当中最著名的就是登山宝训了。
In speaking of God's laws, I think the most famous passage from the New Testament is the Sermon on the Mount.
那登山宝训里头有许多的命令。
There are many, many rules during, you know, on that sermon.
从表面上看，这些命令是让我们去做一些事情，不做另外一些事情。
On the surface, the Sermon on the Mount teaches us to do a set of things and not to do another set of things.
但是大家有没有注意到，其实这些命令背后所有的精髓都是乃是要我们去体贴顺服天父的旨意。
But did you notice that the essence behind all these supposedly do's and don'ts are for us to understand and follow God's will?
其实耶稣在颁布这些命令的时候，其实也多次讲到原因。
And when Jesus was speaking of these commands, he mentioned multiple times to the Heavenly Father.
举几个例子。
So for example,
耶稣说我们的光当照在人前，好叫人将荣耀归给天父。
He says, our light is to shine before men so that men may praise our Father in heaven.
他说我们要爱仇敌，就可以做天父的儿女。
We're to love our enemies so that we may be sons of our Heavenly Father in heaven.
那我们施舍。 祷告要行在暗中，因为天父在暗中查看。
When we give and we pray, we're to do that in secret because our Father sees things done in secret.
我们要饶恕人，因为天父也饶恕我们。
Or to forgive because our Heavenly Father forgave us.
等等等等啊，
etc.
那最后讲到耶稣提到一种人。
At the end, Jesus mentioned a group of people.
这些人呢，他们赶鬼传道。
And this group of people, they preach. They also drive out demons.
但是最后耶稣却对他们说，我不认识你们。
But in the end, Jesus said to them, I don't know them.
那耶稣给的原因就是说，因为他们并没有遵行天父的旨意。
And the reason for that was because they were not following God's will.
Father's will.
The Father's will.
所以这些传道赶鬼，这些看似好的行为背后，却没有与神那种关系的这种实际。
So behind these seemingly good behaviors, there's not a real relationship with God.
所以虽然他们自以为他们是耶稣门徒，耶稣却说不认识他们。
So even though they thought they were the disciples of Jesus, Jesus said, I don't know them.
那耶稣在地上大部分时候，他过的是和我们一样的生活，但天父喜悦他。
So most of the times when Jesus lived on earth, he lived a very similar life as us, but God is delight. God delights in him.
因为耶稣的 他的行为，所有的行为乃是建立在与天父的关系之上。
Because all that he does was on the basis of his relationship with the Father.
他所做的每一件事情，出发点都是为了顺服天父的旨意。
And the motive behind his every action was to fulfill God's will.
好，那以天父的事为念，那耶稣具体上是怎么做的？
So when Jesus was to be about his Father's business, what exactly did he do?
他做的第一件事情就是来学习神的话语，明白神的心意。
And the first thing he did was he learned about God's word and he has to understand God's will.
所以当49节耶稣在说这句话的时候，他的整个的场景是他坐在
So when Jesus said this verse, he was sitting among a group of Jewish teachers.
那我们若要完成天父的旨意，我们首先需要明白天父的旨意是什么。
So if we were to about our Father's business, the first thing we need to do is we need to understand what God's will is.
那而神的旨意就在神的话语中间。
And God's will is recorded in God's word.
那一个真正以天父事为念的人，是对神的话语充满渴慕的一个人。
A person who's truly after the Father's business is someone who thirsts and hungers for God's word.
那你或许对圣经一些基本真理有了些理解。
Perhaps you already know a lot about the basic truth of in the Bible.
但这样呢是远远不够的。
But that's far from enough.
那很多时候我们在读圣经的时候，觉得我们总是觉得自己已经懂得差不多了。
A lot of times when we read the Bible, we thought we already know a lot.
那我们往往有种自满的想法。
A lot of times we feel, you know, kind of self-satisfied.
那我们小时候，我记得我小时候大概五六岁，我就觉得自己懂了很多。
I remember when I was about 5 or 6 years old, I thought I knew a lot.
我就为什么？ 觉得那些大人还把我当小孩。
I don't understand why the adults treat me like a child.
那后来到了我现在做父亲，我发现我的儿子也是一样。
Now that I'm a father, I see that my son does the same.
他有时候就会跟我说， 爸爸你不懂，我懂。
Sometimes he says to me,
我们有一个 argue 的时候，对。
Father, you don't understand. I know.
其实很多时候我们并没有意识到我们很多思想观念就是从世界上来的。
So a lot of times we don't realize a lot of the thoughts and knowledge we have are from this world.
而且我们很多时候自己都没有意识到。
A lot of times we don't even realize that.
我们需要用不停的用神的话来更新我们的想法。
And so that we need to, our minds need to be renewed by God's word constantly.
如果我们不明白神的想法，就没法遵循神的旨意。
So if we don't know God's word, then we don't know God's will.
而且如果你用没有神的真理但又去很热心的话，有时候这个结局是很可怕的。
A lot of times if we don't know God's knowledge but we're very fervent about God, then the result can be very dangerous.
那在圣经的士师记里有个士师叫耶弗他。
And so in the Old Testament, in the Judges, there is a judge called Jephthah.
那他被神大大使用，他为神大发热心。
He was used mightily by God and he also has a lot of fervor for God.
那他带领以色列人打败了当时欺压他们的亚扪人。
So he led the Israelites and defeated the Ammonites.
那如果你看圣经，你就会发现耶弗他有个特点，他就是很会讲理。
If you read the Bible, you notice that Jephthah is really good at argument.
那他跟他敌人亚扪人会讲理。
He argued with his enemy at the Ammonites.
他跟他的同胞以法莲人也讲理。
He also argued with his company, the Ephraimites.
那但是他擅长只是人的道理。但不明白神的真理。
But he was only good at human reasoning, not God's truth.
所以当他出去打仗之前，他向神发许愿，说他如果得胜回来的话，要把第一个来迎接他人献为燔祭。
So before he went out to the battle, he made a vow saying that first, if he came back in victory, the first person to meet him, he would offer him as a burnt offering.
在他看来，或许这样是为神发热心。
So in his perspective, maybe he thinks that he's just being fervent about God.
但这样的热心并不是出于真理。
But such fervor does not come from truth.
因为将人献为燔祭，并不是从神的话而来，乃是当时他们身边许多异教徒的做法。
Because to offer humans as a burnt offering is not God's truth. It's more like a pagan practice.
并且是神所憎恶的一件事情。
And it's something that God abhors.
那当然结局很悲哀，因为耶弗他回来的时候，迎接他的是他的独生的女儿。
And we know that the result was very tragic because the person who came out to meet him was his only daughter.
所以很多时候，也许我们的思想上跟耶弗他一样，我们受了很多所谓异教徒的一些影响。
So a lot of times, maybe our mindset is kind of like Jephthah's. We're influenced by a lot of the pagan things around in this world.
那我们需要不停地用神的话来更新我们自己。
We need to constantly renew our minds with God's truth.
那神的话也值得我们一生的去追求。
And God's word deserves our whole, our seeking all our lives.
那我们主耶稣基督所做第二件事情啊，就是他忠于天父对他的使命。
And the second thing our Lord did was that he was faithful to the mission that God has entrusted to him.
主要是讲他最后三年半，他出去传道，并且最终甘心的为我们钉这些罪人钉在十字架上。
Mainly, it was during his last 3.5 years he was willing to die for our sins and was nailed on the cross.
那完成天父给他地上的工作。
In fulfilling God's work to him.
所以在约翰福音4:34这样说。
So in John chapter 4:34 it says.My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work.
所以即使耶稣的天父使命意味着羞辱和死亡，耶稣最后也顺服到底。所以在客西马尼园，他有个非常著名的祷告，就说：“父啊，求你不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。”
So even if it meant humiliation and death, Jesus chose to submit to the end. So in the Garden of Gethsemane, he had this famous prayer that says, "Father, if you're willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done."
那我们也应当像天父、像耶稣一样，忠于神给我们的使命。
So like Jesus, we're to be faithful to God's mission.
你的使命不是像耶稣一样上十字架。
Our mission, I don't think it's to be physically on the cross like Jesus.
我们没有这个资格。
We don't have the privilege to do that.
但神在我们身边每个人身上还是有他的计划和托付。
But in our lives, God still has His plans and His will.
那从大来说，就是神的旨意就在他的家里面，就是在耶稣基督和教会里。
From a bigger perspective, God's will is to be fulfilled in the church, in the body of Christ.
那我们需要去传福音，建立教会，荣耀主的名。
Or to preach the gospel, build up the church, and glorify His name.
但是在这个大的旨意当中，神给我们每个人都有不同的托付，都有不同的负担。
But in this big, grand will, God also has entrusted us with different tasks.
你或许没有像牧师一样有全时间的呼召去全时间服事。
Perhaps we don't have a full-time calling to ministry.
但并不说神在你身上就没有托付和使命。
But it does not mean that God did not entrust you something.
那教会，圣经里说教会就是基督的身体。
The Bible says the church is Christ's body.
那我们每个人就是这上面的一个肢体。
We're all members of this body.
肢体虽然不一样、不同，但是有共同点，就是肢体都是神，都是有用的。
Although all the members are different, they have something in common. That is, all members are useful.
所以我们应当寻求神在我们生命当中呼召，并且把明白神把我们在他家里面，神把我们放在哪个地位上。
And so we're to seek God's calling for our lives and to understand in what roles God wants to use us in the church.
并且忠于像耶稣一样忠于神的呼召。
And just like Jesus, to be faithful to whatever role He has called us to.
那讲到神对耶稣的使命的话，当然主要讲的还是最后三年半所做的事情。
So when we would talk about Jesus' mission, it's mainly on the last 3.5 years.
那也在那段时间，耶稣传道、赶鬼、行许多异能，做了许多让大家都看得见的事情。
During those days, he did a lot of really exciting things, preaching the gospel, driving out the demons.
但是我们还是要回到我们今天这段经文。
But coming back to today's passage,
路加福音这第三章内容。
From back to Luke chapter 3.
这边讲到神对他的喜爱，不是指他三十岁以后的事情，而是指他三十岁以前的事情。
Here, God's favor was with him during the first 30 years of his life.
其实我们前面也提到过，在这段时间当中，耶稣的生活其实过得默默无闻。
We said that his life during those days were very ordinary, very common.
似乎是非常平凡的。
Just nothing special about it.
但是圣经上说，神喜悦他，并且这样的喜悦是一天天成长。
But the Bible says God delights in him, and this delight increased over time.
那在这段经文49节讲到耶稣刚说完当以我父的事为念。
So right after verse 49, Jesus said, "I need to be about my father's business."
到了两节经文以后，他讲圣经却告诉我们，耶稣就和玛利亚和约瑟回到了拿撒勒，并且顺服他们。
Immediately following verse 51, it says Jesus just went back to Nazareth with Mary and Joseph.
那这两节经文这么的 close。
These two passages are so close to each other.
但感觉上似乎又非常的就有点矛盾的感觉在里头。
They seem a little bit contradictory.
那给人感觉来说，以天父的事为念，那是非常一件崇高伟大的事情。
Seems like to be about Father's business, so grand ideal.
那从照人的感觉来说，你似乎应该让耶稣说完这句话，应该继续留在耶路撒冷，
like,
做一些令大家轰动、更加轰动的事情出来。
Seems like after saying that Jesus should just remain in Jerusalem and keep on doing things that surprise people.
但圣经却告诉我们，耶稣却回到了小城拿撒勒，并且顺服他的养父养母。
But the Bible tells us that Jesus chose to go back to Nazareth and was submissive to his earthly father and mother.
那这是极其普通又卑微的事情。
What a common, humbling thing to do.
那圣经却把这两节经文放在了一起。
But the Bible put these two verses together.
那是不是耶稣有改变他的想法呢？
Was it because Jesus changed his mind?
不是的。
On the contrary, no.
其实恰恰相反。
On the contrary.
跟随玛利亚和约瑟回到拿撒勒，正是耶稣以天父的事为念的一个表现。
So going back to Nazareth with Mary and Joseph is precisely what the boy Jesus did to be about his father's business.
那以天父的事为念，说到底，我们就是要每天按照天父的旨意去生活。
So at the root of it, to be about father's business is to live according to God's will in our daily living.
那耶稣回到拿撒勒，正是天父对他当时的一个旨意。
And going back to Nazareth was God's will for Jesus at that time.
那耶稣首先耶稣成为人，他要尽人的本分。
So as a man, Jesus to fulfill a man's duty.
那天父创造世界，他在这个世界当中定下了一套的秩序规则。
So when God creates the world, there's a set of rules, a set of order.
那按照神的心意去生活，我们就要照着他天父所定的秩序去生活。
And so to live according to God's will, we're to follow this order and to follow these rules.
那你做父母的，按照神的心意教养儿女。
So as a parents, we're to raise and teach our children.
那做儿女的孝敬顺服自己父母。
And as our children, we're to honor and be obedient to our parents.
那做丈夫的爱太太，做太太的爱顺服自己丈夫。
And as husbands, we're to love our wives, and our wives were to be submissive to our husbands.
在学校好好学习，在公司好好上班。
You're a student, then you're diligent in your study. If you're working, then you're faithful in your work.
这些都是一些平常普通的事情。
Oh, these are very common daily things.
但如果你按照天父的心意去这样做的话，这些也 是非常属灵的事情。
If we do these according to God's will, they become very spiritual things.
那耶稣他作为一个人，他也是按照神在这世界所定下次序生活。
As a man, Jesus lived according to the order and the rules that God has laid.
在那个生命的阶段，十二岁的时候，那天父的旨意就是让他好好的顺服玛利亚和约瑟，照顾自己弟弟妹妹。
And the age of 12, God's will for Jesus was to live in a submissive to his in submission to his parents, take care of his family, look after his brothers and sisters, not to go out and preach.
那其次呢？耶稣作为人子，他也像我们众人一样，需要花时间来成长。
And also, Jesus is the Son of Man. He also needs to take time to grow up.
所以这边最后五十节二节讲到他的智慧和身量，并神和智慧和身量都一起的增长。
Here says verse two that his stature and wisdom grew.
很多时候，地上生活看似是重复的。
Seems like our life sometimes on earth was so repetitive.
但是这种但其实并不是重复的。
But really, it's actually not repetitive.
那日复一日，年复一年，那耶稣的身量和智慧也是一起的增长，渐渐长起来。
Because over the days, over the years, Jesus' stature and his wisdom grew.
那这是神所定下的规律，所有的成长都需要时间。
And that's the order God has ordained, is that all creation, it takes time to grow.
那一个要被神所使用的人，他也需要在神的手下花时间成长。
A man who is to be used by God mightily needs to grow and needs to be shaped.
那耶稣就是我们的榜样。
And Jesus is our example.
那回到我们自己。
And coming back to ourselves.
那我们很多时候我们的生活也是很普通的。
A lot of times our lives are very ordinary.
看似重复的。
Very repetitive seems.
那有时候我们有甚至会想，我们这样的活着到底有什么意义？
Sometimes we think, what's the meaning of our life?
但是其实耶稣已经给我们留下了非常美好的榜样。
But Jesus has already gave us a very wonderful example.
那告诉我们，其实平凡普通日子其实也是有意义的。
It tells us there is meaning to our ordinary life.
我们可以在这样的日子当中，我们可以按照天父的心意去生活，讨神的喜悦。
So in these very ordinary lives, we can learn to live and please God.
不只在聚会祷告读经的时候。在传福音的时候
，Not only when we're worshiping or singing songs and praying, or when we're preaching and serving.
那是在我们在做每一件事情的时候，都可以去体贴天父的心意，讨他的喜悦。
But in everything that we do, we can learn to please God.
所以在哥林多前书十章三十一节这么说。
So in 1 Corinthians verse 10, chapter 10 verse 31 says, "So whatever you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God."
如果你按照神的心意，刚讲到去教养儿女，孝敬父母。在神给你的工作上忠心，这些都能够让我们的天父的心得到满足。
So if we taught our children according to God's will, if we honored our parents according to God's will, and worked according to God's will, all these things can please God.
那如果我们真的以从天父的心意来作为我们的生活的出发点，其实我们对许多事情也会有不同的态度。
And if we truly use to please God as our motive, our attitudes towards a lot of things will be different.
那就像今天读的经文当中有提到有一件事情。他说耶稣顺服他自己的父母。
Like what we said today, that Jesus, in our passage, Jesus was submissive to his parents.
这顺服并不件容易的事情，大家都知道这件事情。
Being submissive is not an easy thing, we all know that.
那员工如果有时候很难顺服老板，因为觉得老板懂他不如自己多。
Sometimes the employee is hard to submissive to his boss, because probably the boss doesn't even know as much as he does.
在座年轻人可能觉得很难顺服父母，觉得父母早就想法过时了。
The young people among us, sometimes we think it's very hard to submissive to our parents, because their thoughts are so outdated.
那妻子很难顺服丈夫。
Hard for wives to be submissive to the husbands.
因为事实上确实丈夫很多时候没有妻子能干。
Because sometimes, most of the times, the husband is not as capable as the wife.
因为所以人觉得很难顺服，因为但是他们这么想，因为他们要顺服乃从人的角度来出发。
So it's very hard to be submissive because we are coming from a human perspective. It is indeed hard.
但是我们这边却让我们看到耶稣却甘心顺服玛利亚和约瑟。
But here we see that Jesus willingly submitted to Mary and Joseph.
这是两个没有地位、没有学位，甚至耶稣说了一句话，他们都听不懂的人。
Here are two people with no status, no academic degrees, no knowledge. Even when Jesus said something, they didn't even understand.
但是耶稣仍然顺服他们。
But Jesus still chose to submit to them.
因为他知道这是天父所定下的一个次序。
Because he knows that's an order that God has ordained.
那平凡日子也是我们这些人像耶稣一样成长的日子。
So these ordinary days are also the days that we grow up.
那我们可以借着每一天的普通生活去经历神，并且来操练我们自己的生命。
And during these ordinary days, we can also use it to train our lives and to experience God.
这边讲到耶稣的身量、智慧其成长。
Here it says Jesus' wisdom and stature grew.
很可惜，像我这样的身量已经长不起来了。
Too sad, you know, for me, my stature doesn't really grow anymore.
但是我们的智慧、知识、信心、爱心还是要不停的成长。
But our knowledge, our faith, our wisdom and our love should be continue to grow.
那如果一个人真的要被神所使用，他的生命需要被神所操练。
So if we were to be used by God one day, our lives need to be trained.
那其实我们的神是非常奇妙的一位神。
Our God is a marvelous God.
那像我们做父母的，如果你要给孩子好的教育，你要找好的学区、好的学校、好的老师。
We know that as a a parent, we want a good education for our children, so we want good school district, good schools, good teachers.
但是我的天父他却可以在每天看似稀松平常生活当中来训练我们。
But our Heavenly Father can train us in very ordinary daily lives.
耶稣就是在这样默默无闻的日子当中成长起来。
So Jesus grew up in such days.
那圣经里许多被神所重用的仆人，他们也在他们默默无闻的日子当中被神所训练起来。
And many important servants in the Bible also grew up in these very ordinary trainings.
神让摩西在旷野牧养40年，让他成为一个非常好的牧者。
Moses has to look after the sheep in the desert for 40 years so that he grew up to be a shepherd.
神让约瑟在波提法的家里做管家，在监牢当中管理囚犯，最后让他可以成为管理整个埃及的宰相。
And God trained Joseph in the house of Potiphar as the charge of the household, and then in charge of the jail. In the end, he was in charge of the whole Egypt.
那神让大卫四次逃难来磨练他的性情。
And God used very difficult and dangerous circumstances to train David's inner character.
那所以我们也不要轻看我们的生命，在每一天生命当中，神其实都在操练我们。
So let's not look down at every day's opportunity. Let us in those opportunities train, learn to grow up.
那今天是母亲节。
So today is Mother's Day.
我不知道大家最后会怎么庆祝啊。
I don't know how you're gonna celebrate later today.
可能买了卡片、礼物、鲜花。
Maybe you got gifts, presents, or flowers.
这些都很好。
All these are great.
但是我作为父母，我知道有一件比这些更好的事情。
But as a parent, I know there's something better than all these.
就是一个孩子能够真正的体谅、顺服他的父母。
Is that the child can truly look after and submit to the parents?
我想我们的天父也是一样。
And I think that's how our Heavenly Father is thinking.
所以让我们都能够效法耶稣的榜样啊，能够以天父的事为念。成为天父喜悦的儿女。
That let us learn imitate Jesus and be about our Father's business and please our Heavenly Father.
愿神祝福大家。
May God bless you all.